And good evening and welcome to another live internet radio broadcast on USA-365.com and IndianaDashSports.com. Dave Woodworth here again with you along with Frank Sprankle as we bring you live coverage of tonight's boys basketball game. The Lowell Red Devils with an 11-11 record taking on the Crown Point Bulldogs here at Crown Point High School with a 12-8 record. Joe Delgado is the coach of the Red Devils with a 67-54 record in his fifth year at Lowell and a career mark of 162 wins, 160 losses in 14 years of coaching overall. Meanwhile, Clint Swan has a record of 181 wins, 119 losses in his 13th year at Crown Point and a career mark of 319 and 191 in his 22nd year overall. The Sagarin ratings show Crown Point with 81.08 points, good for 54th overall, 39th in Class 4A. Lowell with 67.54 points, good for 170th overall and 82nd in Class 4A. In their last outing, Lowell defeated Rensselaer Central 63-50, while Crown Point defeated Hammond Morton 66-36. In records against common foes, Lowell is 4-8, while Crown Point is 8-4. Lowell's combined opponents' records are 241 wins and 226 losses. Crown Point's combined opponents are 261 and 170. In this series over the last 30 years, Crown Point holds a 23-win against 3-loss record with Lowell. In their last meeting, Crown Point defeated Lowell 49-43, and that would have been about 1 year ago on February 23rd of 2018. Prediction for tonight's game, Crown Point 63-47 is the Sagarin ratings rating. And, so it looks like Crown Point's the decided favorite in tonight's contest. We'll see how that plays out. This is indeed senior night, and all of the seniors are being honored this evening for Crown Point's boys basketball team. And right now, as we speak, the parents are being honored and introduced of all the players. Yeah, both junior varsity and in varsity, I believe, along with the cheerleaders, too. I see the cheerleaders have got balloons in their hands and saw some decorations and picture boards out in the hallway and just outside of the main gymnasium here. So lots of neat things going on here at Crown Point High School this evening. I'll tell you what, we'll take our first time up, and when we return, we'll bring you more of the Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show on USA-365.com and IndianaDashSports.com. Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com and IndianaDashSports.com is brought to you by Edward Jones and financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 and located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. Call Mike Dexter for all your investment needs today. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. Polis Dental, led by Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Alexandra Polis, offering family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry. Call 219-662-0131 or visit polisdental.com. Levin Tire and Service Center, with 6 locations in Northwest Indiana, including Crown Point and Winfield, visit levintirecenter.com. David Uran, mayor of the city of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on IndianaDashSports.com. The Urgent Care and Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital in Crown Point, offering world-class physicians, nurses, and medical technology. Visit PinnacleHealthCare.net. And The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader. The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals. WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music. Musical memories with music of the 50s and 60s. The Cool Breeze and the Lake Breeze, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at thebreeze.com. Now, stay tuned for exciting Crown Point Bulldogs high school basketball next on IndianaDashSports.com and USA-365.com. legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC, Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uran always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. After the game, we invite you to relax by listening to The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals, The Cool Breeze, playing the world's coolest vocals, WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music, Musical Memories with music of the 50s and 60s, and The Lake Breeze, featuring a mix of easy vocals and instrumentals, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at TheBreeze.com. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com. And welcome back to Crown Point High School, a scene of tonight's Lowell Red Devils versus the Crown Point Bulldogs boys basketball game. And in fact, this is the final regular season game for both of these teams, as the Indiana High School Athletic Association sectional tournaments begin play next week across the entire state of Indiana. Games will start, I believe, Tuesday night in most areas across the state. Crown Point will be in action next Wednesday night as they take on the Morton Governors in a game that's scheduled for 7:30 next Wednesday, and that'll be the second of two quarterfinal games scheduled for that evening. The early game actually features what most people would probably consider the sectional favorite, the Munster Mustangs, with an 18-4 record. That is the team with the best record in the sectional. They take on the Lake Central Indians, who defeated Crown Point about 1 week ago, as a matter of fact. Lake Central with a 10-12 record, and of course a member of the Doolin Athletic Conference, as is Crown Point. Meanwhile, the tournament gets underway, as we mentioned, next Tuesday, with East Chicago Central, the 10-10 record, taking on the Highland Trojans with a 4-18 record. That'll be right here at this gym, Crown Point High School, at 7 p.m. That'll be the only game scheduled for next Tuesday. Frank, what are your thoughts about the sectional coming up?
Well, Dave, from the standpoint of the Crown Point Bulldogs, it's satisfying to know that you have a sectional in which you played every team in the regular season, with the exception of the Highland Trojans. You are playing the Lowell Red Devils tonight, which do get the golden ticket of the bye, for better or worse, next Friday. And with the exception of Lowell, obviously we'll see what happens tonight, but Crown Point has defeated every opponent that they will meet in the sectional starting next Wednesday and potentially throughout the week. Remember, it was just a couple days ago, actually checked that 3 days ago, that they faced their first round opponent, the Morning Governors, 166-36. They defeated East Chicago Central earlier this season. They defeated Munster earlier this season in overtime. And check that, actually Lake Central, they lost recently. Of course, Crown Point and Lake Central always gives a great game. And they, for the Crown Point Bulldogs, they do have the home court in their favor. They do have somewhat favorable, knowing that they defeated teams like East Chicago Central and Munster And, of course, Lake Central, it's a team under 500. It's a team that Crown Point lost to just a week ago. May I say within 10 points, it seems Crown Point has won a good number of games or lost a good number of games by single digits. But Crown Point certainly has an edge by playing at home, but also facing the teams that they are going to see with Mornin starting next week and potentially from there, that point after.
That's right. Crown Point Bulldogs have also played three overtime games this season, two of which they have won. And one of those overtime victories was indeed, in fact, against the Munster Mustangs, 55-51. They beat East Chicago Central by 7 points, 54-47. And they lost an overtime game to the Griffith Panthers, 59-56. A game that was a heartbreaker because the Bulldogs had it within a victory within their grasp, and it slipped away. But that's often something that I think, I guess, most teams can say if you go into overtime. I mean, obviously, either team could have won it in regulation in most situations. So, anyway, it's an interesting thing to look ahead. Now, tonight, the sectional is perhaps in the minds of a lot of people because the pairings show was just this last Sunday. And so now everybody knows who they're going to play in the tournament when that gets underway. Early next week. Tonight, Crown Point taking on the Lowell Red Devils. A longtime intra-county rival. However, it's a non-conference game, so it doesn't have anything to do with the standings. It might be a prelude to what could happen in the sectional. Lowell, as you mentioned, did get the golden ticket with a bye on the first round. So Lowell gets placed in the semifinal. They will not play until next Friday, March 1st, in the early game, and they'll play the winner of East Chicago Highland in that contest. And actually, they, you know, if Lowell does beat Crown Point tonight, I would say they probably have an even Steven chance of maybe advancing to the championship game. We'll see what happens. But anyway, it should be an interesting game tonight, even though Crown Point is a decided favorite. These Lowell Red Devils have been known to put together some hot shooting streaks from time to time, and they're a very athletic team.
And don't take the Lowell Red Devils lightly, because this is a team, Dave, that has won their last three coming into play tonight. They defeated Mornin, Kankakee Valley, Rensselaer Central. They went down to Rensselaer and defeated the Bombers on Tuesday night. Likewise, the Bulldogs, Lowell in action also on Tuesday night. And they've outscored those three opponents on an average margin of 67-53. That's a 14-point differential in the margin of victory average-wise as far as Lowell as of late. The Crown Point Bulldogs, on the other hand, this is a team that has defeated the Lowell Red Devils over the last few seasons. You go back to the 2015 season, that's when it was initially moved to in terms of the scheduling that this would close out the regular season. Before 2015, they would play toward the end of the season, but they would play mainly in the second to last game or the third to last game. But Crown Point has won five straight, with Lowell having won last time in 2013. It was here at the Bulldog Gym. But they have another thing to look at too, and this is a big threat for the Lowell Red Devils. Size does matter in basketball. The Lowell Red Devils have it in two starters, specifically in number 30, Chris Mathis, who's only a sophomore, 6'6", and Adam Edwards, he's a senior, 6'7". They're both going to get the start tonight, Dave.
And I see they also have 6'4", Dustin Hudak. I don't know if he's a starter or not, but he's a senior. So they have three pretty tall players in the front court. And then, well, not to mention Alexander Juzak. He's a 6'4" senior as well, perhaps coming off the bench. And we'll be back after this timeout here on USA-365.com.
When it comes to family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry, Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. Their modern, state-of-the-art facility features stringent infection control, online registration, digital radiographs and photography, flat-screen televisions in every operatory, and free Wi-Fi. Your comfort is a priority. Conveniently located at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point, phone 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com. Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lindquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And we're hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Basketball on Internet Radio USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dave Woodward, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite basketball fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore,
and online at LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
And welcome back to Crown Point High School, scene of tonight's Lowell Red Devils versus the Crown Point Bulldogs boys basketball game. Final regular season contest for each of these teams tonight. And we're looking forward to a good game here tonight. Yes. Between these two Southlake County rivals. Lowell and Crown Point always have a good rivalry in a number of sports. Football, certainly. They always traditionally begin the season in high school football. The first game in mid-August for the last 15, 20 years or so. And that'll be the case again later this year. With the new school year getting underway, the 2019 season. But tonight, it's high school boys basketball, and there's a pretty good crowd out here tonight. I'd say we got pretty close to, 800, maybe 1,000 people here or so.
That's about 800, I have to say.
And it may be a few more by the time we tip off here shortly. Looks like we're about 8 minutes or so away from the opening announcements for tonight's game. Frank, what can we tell our listeners about the Lowell Red Devils beyond what we've already mentioned in our previous segment?
Well, team Dave, this is a team that is playing a lot better than their record right now. And if you look at it, as mentioned earlier, their three-game winning streak, that is their longest, to that effect, their only winning streak of the season. Now, here's a team, Dave, that started off the regular season pretty well. In late November, they won their first 3 of 4 with wins over Hanover Central, Gabbert, and Hebron. Their only loss came within the Doolin Athletic Conference, of course, non-conference for the Lowell Red Devils, on December 1st. So you look at the period of November 21st to December 4th. The Lowell Red Devils played some pretty respected basketball, winning their first 3 of 4 games. And, of course, you take a look at since then, it's been at times a struggle. A couple of three-game losing streaks snapped into that. But the Lowell Red Devils, Dave, I do believe are playing a lot better than what they have been in terms of their record. Obviously, the record indicates 11-11, maybe for some programs respectable. But this is a team, Dave, that has won their last three games, as mentioned, by an average of 14 points. Maybe not a wow factor in terms of the record or a wow factor in terms of what they have done throughout the regular season, but this is a team, Dave, that, like the Crown Point Bulldogs, very veteran-oriented. As a matter of fact, the Bulldogs will be starting five seniors tonight on the senior night, the traditional starting five. But Lowell, they have four of their starters, senior classmen, with the exception of Chris Mathis, who's 6'6", and coming off an impressive game against Rensselaer Central on the road on Tuesday, in which he had 33 points. He missed a double-double by only one rebound. He had nine rebounds in that game. So for the Lowell Red Devils, there's one good thing about playing this game tonight. They are going to be back here a week from tonight, so they do get to take part in playing in the Bulldog Gym, where they're hoping they're going to be advancing a little more than just the semifinal. One quick thing about Crown Point, too. If you look at the Bulldogs' schedule as of late, Lowell tonight, you had Hammond Morton, you had Lake Central. You had the last three opponents, Dave, that are all sectional schools in Class 4A, Sectional 1. So for Crown Point toward the end, a favorable schedule from the standpoint that you get to face possible sectional opponents, including the Lowell Red Devils, who are playing some pretty good basketball right now.
Yeah, speaking of the sectionals, of course, we mentioned the Crown Point sectional gets underway next week, as do all of the other sectionals. Close by, we've got the Portage sectional that involves teams like Chesterton, Portage, Kankakee Valley, Hobart, Valparaiso, Merrillville, and Michigan City. They will all be playing next week at Portage High School. And, of course, the Crown Point sectional involving East Chicago and Highland in that first game, Munster against Lake Central in the second game, Crown Point against Hammond Morton in the third game, and then Lowell has that golden ticket, as we mentioned, a bye until the semifinal Friday night, and they play in the early game against the winner of East Chicago Central and Highland. In Class 3A, that's going to be played at Hammond-Gavitt up at Hammond. That involves teams like Griffith, Hammond, Gavitt, Lighthouse, CPA, Hammond Clark, and Geary West. And then the Calumet sectional in 3A, that involves Knox, Twin Lakes, Hanover Central, Wheeler, Calumet Central, Rensselaer Central. And then in Class 2A, that's going to be over at Lake Station, involving Andrean, Hammond Knoll, Bowman Academy, River Forest, Whiting, Gary Roosevelt, and Lake Station, the host school, who also gets a bye until the semifinal. And then in Class 1A, that's going to be over at Morgan Township. That involves La Crosse against Couts in the first game on Tuesday night. Then it's Morgan Township against Gary 21st Century in the first quarterfinal game on Wednesday night. Then it's Washington Township, who we saw earlier this season back in December against Victory Christian Academy. They take on Hammond Science and Technology in the second game Wednesday. And then next Friday, Westville gets the bye out of that sectional. They'll play the winner of La Crosse and Couts. So there you have classes 1, 2, 3, and 4 from sectionals right within our immediate general area here of Northwest Indiana. All right, we've got about 4 minutes to go. Let's take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll be about ready to bring you the starting lineups, the national anthem, and the start of tonight's contest. Here it's Lowell taking on the Crown Point Bulldogs, live from Crown Point High School on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within, is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. When it comes to breast cancer, early detection is the key to positive outcomes. That's why the Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital provides patients with cutting-edge imaging, diagnostic, and therapeutic technology, providing a positive environment dedicated to compassion, clear communication, and comprehensive patient support. The Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital has world-class physicians, nurses, and technology. Call the Breast Center at Pinnacle Hospital at 219-796-4000 for more information or to schedule an appointment. That's Pinnacle Hospital, 9301 Connecticut Drive in Crown Point, just east of Broadway on 93rd Avenue. Visit PinnacleHealthcare.net. Pinnacle Hospital is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and IndianaDesports.com. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on internet radios, USA-365.com.
Welcome back to Crown Point High School. I'm Dave Woodworth along with Frank Sprankle, and we're just about ready to get underway with the feature game of the night. It's the varsity boys basketball teams from Crown Point hosting the Lowell Red Devils. Crown Point with a 12-8 record and Lowell with an 11-11 record. This is a non-conference contest. The final regular season game before the postseason tournament gets underway next week. And we'll be bringing you the Crown Point Bulldogs throughout the tournament as far as they advance here on USA-365.com and IndianaDesports.com. All right, let's see if we can't pick up the public address announcer here as we go into the pregame festivities.